lot of things as a crime scene investigator for Baltimore County. For example, people always die naked. So you'll find me taking the quickest shower in town because I know as soon as I hop into my underwear, I've made it through yet another day. I also learned that if I have any say in where I die, it's going to be far from a sign that reads dead end. If you ever find yourself in the unfortunate position of being in a room with somebody that happens to be hanging, my word of advice is offer to cut down the body and not be the one to hold it, like I was, unless you want to find yourself pinned on the floor under 300 pounds of decomposing flesh while your friends take photos that tend to show up at retirement parties and on the table next to the Christmas tree. And guys, I have some advice for you. It's a bad idea to choke yourself with women's pantyhose as you huff nitrous oxide and masturbate to Animal Planet. Because again, a lot of us will be taking a lot of photos of you and laughing. And if you know you're going to go to a gunfight, arm yourself with a gun and not a lawn chair because you'll probably lose. So as I mentioned, I learned many, many things as a crime scene investigator, but some of them I learned the hard way. And one of those was not to put dead things in my mouth, one of the few things my mother never taught me. And I learned this one on a freezing cold February night when I was asked by the traffic investigators to respond to a traffic fatality in Cockeysville. And I promptly got on the radio, not wanting to go outside, and said, "Crime Lab doesn't respond to fatals." And the traffic investigator said, "Oh," and I knew him well. He said, "Oh, come on, Dana, we really need your help." And on occasion, Crime Lab would go to fatal car accidents, usually to take photographs. But in this particular case, he wanted me to fingerprint the victim. And this has always created sort of a Crime Lab catch-22 on two fronts. Number one, as crime scene investigators, we can't do anything to alter a body before it goes to the morgue. So by putting black fingerprint ink on an individual's hands, obviously we're altering that body. It also creates a problem because I worked midnight shift and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And so it meant that if I couldn't fingerprint this guy, we wouldn't be able to do it until the morgue the following day. And we can't do it until the autopsy is over. So it would be 12 o'clock or so before I could get the fingerprints. They'd be driven back to headquarters, given to the fingerprint examiner, put into the computer, and they'd wait to see if a hit had been made. And if the person's prints were on file, we wouldn't have an identification until well into the nighttime, which all means that family wouldn't be notified that their loved one has passed away until the following night. So there was a reason why he did want to get fingerprints. So he said, "Dana, I know you got tricks up your sleeve. Can't you come out here and do something that the morgue won't find out about? Just get his fingerprints." So I hemmed and hawed and huffed and puffed, knowing that I'd have to go outside on that freezing cold night. And I drove all the way up to where the scene was. And as I pulled up, I met with the investigator and said, "You know better than this. Crime Lab does not fingerprint people before they go to the morgue. We're not allowed to." So he said, "Well, now that you're here, why don't you just do it?" So I thought, ugh. So I said, "All right." So he's given me the grand tour of the crime scene, which really wasn't a crime scene. And he told me that it appeared that the victim was a smoker and had his window down, and he was an unrestrained driver. So he hit a patch of ice and was thrown out of his vehicle, the open window, because of him smoking, and then was hit by his own car. So I pulled down the sheet, and I hate to say it, but I will. It reminded me of Tom and Jerry, where the steam engine just goes over the person. He was just flat. And he was in full rigor. He had been out there for quite some time. I don't have pockets. Hold on one second. Wrong pair of pants to wear tonight. He was in full rigor. And when you go into rigor mortis, your hands go into a clenched fist position, something like this. So I look at the investigator and I say, how am I going to get his fingers out of there to fingerprint him? So I said, you know, you can do it. So I bend down, pull out of my pocket my latex gloves, which I always used to lie on my vehicle inspection sheets. All the crime lab people that are here tonight, now you know the truth. And I said I had small gloves, but I only had extra larges. So my fingertips are all the way out to here. So I bend down, and I grab the man's hand, and I try to pry his finger out of rigor, and it's snapping back. So I thought, well, I'll get a pen, and I'll use it as a lever. So I pry his finger out, and I'm not happy. I'm freezing cold. The wind is blowing so hard that the tears are going up. My nose is running up. And I'm thinking, and I went to graduate school to do this. So I'm prying his hand out, and I decide I'm going to snap it on a fingerprint card and then use my handy-dandy fingerprint brush and brush the card. And I'm not doing anything to alter his hands. So I pry his finger up, put it on the card, dust the card, and nothing came up. I'm coming. So I said to the traffic investigator, I'm sorry, I can't do anything. He's too dead. He's just got to be fingerprinted at the morgue tomorrow. At that point, the traffic investigator's like, worst thing they ever did is civilianize the crime lab. The cops would have gotten the fingerprints. So I turned back around and thought, in the name of all the civilians, if you want fingerprints, you'll get fingerprints. So I pry his finger up again, a different finger, try my same technique, snap it on the fingerprint card, dust the card, and nothing came up. And he's looking all despondent. The family's going to be waiting, and the cops would have done it. And I thought to myself, all I have to do is reintroduce humidity to his hand. So how can I do that? I got an idea. So I pry his finger up, and with everyone looking at me like, what the hell is she doing? I open up wide, stick it in, and go, exhale, put the print on a card, dust it, and a gorgeous fingerprint came up. And the traffic investigator is looking at me, horrified, yet very happy. And he's kind of clapping, and I hand him the card, and he puts tape over the print. I do the next finger, pry it up with my pen, and his hand is all bloody. My gloves are bloody. My hands are going numb because I'm so cold. Carefully open my mouth, stick it in, put it on the card, dust it, a gorgeous print comes up. So I continue my technique until I get to the ninth finger. At this point, my gloves are really slippery, they're really big, my hands are really cold and really numb, and I'm looking back at my crime scene van thinking, fresh gloves are just right there, but that looks so far away. I've only got two more fingers, I'm gonna go for it. So I get to the ninth finger, which is the ring finger, pry it up, open my mouth, and I don't know what happened. All I know is I feel everything going, his hand, into full rigor, back in the clenched fist position, and her stuck, totally stuck in my mouth, and I'm rolling around. I look, everyone's bent. They're laughing so hard. I'm trying to pull away, and the whole man is coming with me because he's stiff as a board. I'm screaming, spitting all over the crime scene. I finally get his fingers out of my mouth, and I look up at him like, so help me God, what happened in this cornfield will stay in this cornfield. Because I can commit the perfect crime. I'll kill you, your mother, your father, your kids. I'll kill them all if anybody finds out about this. I get back to my police car, my crime scene car, and there were 86 messages on my KDT from as far away as Dundalk, Wilkins. I hear crime lab sucking the dead man's hand. So the last moral of my story, or the last thing that I learned or that I share with you, is that if my job was like CSI, do you think I would have quit? Thank you.